Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another wonderfully empowering episode. Each week, I have been striving to bring you amazing individuals from different walks of life who are willing to be transparent about their journey. My goal is to provide you with motivation, with inspiration, and guidance. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the loyal listeners, as well as thank you to those of you who tune in from time to time, as well as thank you for those of you who might be tuning in for the very first time. And guess what, guys? I am still celebrating my 1-year anniversary with the Influencer Channel on Voice America Radio. So today, I'm going to extend a special invitation to those of you who are listening and to those of you who might be listening later on. This is a special. You know, as a life, business, and career coach, I not only want to help you grow your voice and overcome your fears, but I also want to help others too. And I'd like for you, if you're willing to do so, help me do just that. I would like for you to share the link to the show with your friends, family, even your frenemies. Yep, you heard me say it, even your frenemies. And you know what? If they end up listening, you get a free service valid for 1 month. Check out my website, www.newhorizoncoaching.com. Don't forget, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. So that's www.newhorizoncoaching.com. Check out the service. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, Sandra, how are you going to know that I sent the link or shared the link with Aunt Sally? Well, here's how I'm going to know. When you share that link, you're going to turn around and send me an email and say, hey, I've shared your information with, you don't even have to give me the name, someone in, let's say, Michigan. I shared the link with someone in Uganda. I shared the link with someone in Alaska. Well, if that person ends up listening either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's got to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to pull a report come Monday morning. And if I see that location is on my report, I'm going to turn around and send you an email and say, guess what, Douglas? You are a winner. And I'll give you all the particulars. Hopefully this isn't too confusing. If it's confusing or you want some more information, just send me an email. You'll get that email periodically throughout this broadcast, but just send me an email. So again, I want to help you and others grow your voice and overcome your fears, just like today's special guest, Carla Beatles, who is a success strategist. And she's here today to share some tips and maybe even some tools to help you focus on what's stopping you. Carla, are you there?
I am. Hi, Sandra.
Hey, great to have you on the show today, Carla.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, this is going to be a great show. This is really going to be a great show. Why don't you start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself. How did you become that great coach, that phenomenal trainer, awesome public speaker, and success strategist?
Yes. Well, I started out in corporate America. After college, I entered into IBM and then into another Fortune 500 company where I had the privilege of different levels of management and leadership. And from that, I moved into a role as a chief operations officer. And so all of those roles afforded me the opportunity to help other people to grow. As I grew in my leadership and grew in my experience, what I found that I loved the most was helping other people really figure out what it was that they wanted to do and creating that path towards success for them. And so that's how I got started in this business. And so after my over 2 decades of working between the corporate and nonprofit sectors, I ventured out on my own to spread this with more people. And so now I have the privilege of working within different organizations and with individual contributors to help them create their path to success of whatever that looks like for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Now let's go back a little bit, Carla. You were in corporate America, nonprofits for about 20 years, you said?
Correct.
So how easy, I guess, or difficult did you find making the transition? Because I know as a life coach dealing with people and transition and change, sometimes individuals find it very daunting. And they start looking and asking questions, and they start weighing the pros and cons, and they get what I call analysis paralysis. They're frozen,
yes.
And they don't do anything, and they stay where they are, and they stay where they are, but they're not happy. So
right.
Can you talk a little bit about that process? What does that look like?
Absolutely. And I agree with you about the analysis paralysis. And I believe that it contributes from a few different places. So for the majority of people, what happens for them is they're not clear on what it is that they want to do. They're unsure of, do I want a promotion? Do I want to be a leader? Do I want to go into entrepreneurship? They're not sure what that next thing is. They've just been looking around at other people, and they feel like there's something better. They feel like there's something more. And so when we lack clarity of, you know, what is it that I'm going after? What is it that, what is the more for me? When we lack that clarity, then it keeps us stuck. And so we do. We'll go back and forth and back and forth. Another part of it is fear. Fear comes into play. So once I get really clear on what it is that I want to do, I start looking around and I say, how is that going to work? How am I going to get from here to there? And so when we don't know our next step, when we feel like we don't know all of the, we can't see the full staircase, as I like to say, when we can't see the full staircase, then we feel like, you know, that's a evidence that we shouldn't move forward. And that's just not true. If we can see the first step, that's evidence that I should start moving. Okay, that's what I believe. That's evidence that we should start moving. And so even for myself, when I made my second transition into entrepreneurship, for me, I can recall staying in a position that I loved, that I was really good at, that I was getting paid well, things were going so great, and I was like, I don't think I should move yet. I don't think it's time. But it was time, and I ended up staying in a position over a year longer than I should have, and it was just that fear of moving forward and being comfortable. I was comfortable where I was, and that kept me stagnant. It kept me right there in the same place, and things were going well. I was doing great, still receiving accolades, but I was really just dying on the inside, and I see that so often with people in the traditional corporate workspace, is that I call it, they become office zombies. You're just going to work, and we're just going through the motions. We're good at it. It's fine. I know I want something. There's this thing pulling on the inside of me, or this thing that you dream about all the time, and it's pulling at you, but you really don't take that next step because I'm not sure what it is or because I'm scared. And we just become like office zombies. We just drive to work. We don't know how we got there. We do our 8 hours. We're not sure what we did during those 8 hours, and we go home, right? And so we do the same thing over and over again. And one of the things that helped me to come out of that space was to be able to voice it to somebody else that I had a desire for more. And so as I began to explore what that was and tell that to someone else that could hold me accountable, that helped me with being able to make that transition.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that story. And I like that term, zombie. You called it something zombie?
Yep, office zombies.
Office zombies.
Just going through the motions. Yes.
Okay. Can I borrow that? I've got some office zombies. Wow, I like that term because it's clear. Now, sharing. Let's talk about that for a minute because you have to be careful who you share what to, because you don't want to share it with the wrong person because they might reinforce what I call those limiting beliefs that we feed ourselves. We feed ourselves all this fear and frenzy and anxiety. So how do you know? How do you know, Carla, who to share what with?
Yes. So if you are in the corporate setting, or nonprofit setting, whatever organization structure you work within, if you're in that space and you don't have the trust with your immediate manager or another leader within the team, within the organization, then this is where I recommend people to start looking outside for a coach. I always say that in our traditional workforce, our leaders, our managers were taught to, we want to coach everybody to stay within the confines of this organization. If it's a good employee, we want to coach them to stay within the confines of what this organization does. And so sometimes when you go into your manager's office or your leader's office to share with them that you're interested in something more that their organization may not be a fit for, then you run up against so many other things because all managers, we're just now getting into the space where they're learning coaching as a leadership model because it hasn't been prevalent in the workforce previously. So looking outside for an outside coach, someone that's unbiased, they're not connected to the organization that you're a part of, and someone who has the experience with working with people in the workforce. So whether you're looking to move up, you're looking to transition to another organization, if you're looking to transition outside, it just gives you this freedom to be able to share without you feeling like you're being imposed on by other people's beliefs, right? I do not recommend that people share their desires to move up, move out, start a business with their immediate peers in their group. I know that we go to work, and especially when we become office zombies, we have this other group of office zombies that we hang around. And when you become this one beacon of light within that group that says, oh my gosh, I want to do something more, then this is where you start to get that negativity from. And I too had that. I can remember one of the roles that I was in where I was up for a second promotion, and I had a group of my peers. When I told them about it, they said, oh, you're going to be one of them. What does that mean? That you're going to be one? You're going to be one of who? Because we're all people and we're all working. And so I had that whole situation. I had to have a conversation with my mentor to teach me how to deal with that at the time because I was still young in my leadership. Although I had a team of five that I was leading at the time, but it didn't make sense to me. But as you continue to move forward or move in a different path, everybody's not going to understand that. So yes, if you have a manager, a leader within your organization that you've already built this level of trust with and they've been able to coach you along the way, but if you haven't had that and you don't have that, I highly recommend that you look outside of the organization to get yourself a coach. It's going to be the best way for you to be free, for you to come in and not have all of those other barriers, I'll call them other barriers that come with talking to and sharing your vision that's maybe different than what someone else already envisioned for you.
Yeah, I can totally relate. I had something similar. And in my experience, I found that people started treating me differently. Because, you know, I'm thinking, hey, this is my buddy. We've gone through a lot together, yada, yada, yada. You know, and so you're sharing, you're talking, you're communicating, as office zombies do. And it was just like, who are you? You're not the same person you were yesterday. You get that different treatment. So what do you tell if, for one reason or another, somebody errs and they share the information with the wrong person or the wrong group? How can they retreat, backpedal, or Do they even need to do that?
Yeah. So I don't recommend retreating. When you are clear that you want more, stand firm in it. Be confident, right? Be confident in your desire for more. I don't feel that we ever have to apologize for wanting change in our lives. And so, especially as women, and I know there are men that experience this as well, but oftentimes women, we become very apologetic for wanting more if we get challenged or by somebody about something we said or something that we did. But it's your truth, and so I say you stand confidently in your truth and continue moving forward. And so remember, it's not a negative thing. It's just a conversation. And so I believe that a lot of times when we are looking at something different, we think it gets classified as negative because it's something different than what somebody else wants or desires or had in mind for us. And so it's okay to want something different than whatever was previously discussed. You just change your mind. You have a different desire. You want to go a different route. And I believe that if we go into that as it's just a conversation, it's not negative, and stand confidently in that and don't apologize. Don't apologize for it.
Yeah, don't apologize is key because most females apologize more than men. Don't know if it's a cultural or thing, but we have a tendency to say, I'm sorry. And it was a mentor of mine early on who kept telling me, Sandra, quit saying you're sorry. You're not sorry about anything,
right.
You know? And that's, I think, what you're meaning by stand your ground, be confident, which is different from fake it till you make it, folks, right?
Very different. Yes. Very different. So when I say be confident, stay your ground, when I'm saying don't give in or apologize, I'm saying that's totally different from the other perspective of, well, I'm shying away from, I'm giving into. We want to come in and just say, this is who I am. I don't know what all my next steps are, but here is what I know I want to do, right? So I think that's the being confident. The faking it till you make it thing, I hear it, but that's not I don't think that's a way that we should pursue our career path or pursue our next journey of life of, oh, this is good enough. I'm just getting by. We have enough people faking it until they make it. And so therefore we have people that are leaders amongst other people. You know, they're leading other people and they're leading from a space of I'm clueless and I'm afraid. And so we're dishonest. We're dishonest with ourselves. And so we're dishonest with other people because I have to keep putting on the front and I have to keep putting on the air.
Right.
And I believe that, a lot of our middle managers and even some of our senior managers within places, they are still faking it and they're doing the best that they can to get by. But the people that are on their teams and the people that they should be leading, they're suffering because of it. And so we create this consistent environment of this is how we teach other people to be a leader and to be a manager. Hey, just do the best you can and fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes, I'm totally with you. You know, in training, they said you don't want to rise to the level of incompetence. So, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Please stay with us. If you tune in late, you are listening to Carla Beatles, a success strategist. And we're going to hear more from Carla about her experience transitioning from the 9-to-5 corporate nonprofit to entrepreneurship. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZON Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Tune in to the Tony D'Urso Show with key influencers for entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussions with some of the top stars in their fields. From business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, and literature, Tony's guests share their success and give their wisdom. If you're looking to manifest your vision and see how others have done so, be sure to listen to the Tony D'Urso Show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to me, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach with New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, where we make the impossible possible. And with me here today is Carla Beatles, and she's going to share a little bit more about what she does as a success strategist. But we've already heard about seeking clarity when you're going to make that transition. We also heard her use the term office zombie. Are you an office zombie? And she shared how to be confident. And now, Carla, I'd really like for you to address from the aspect of those individuals who are working at home, the moms and dads that are working at home for one reason or another, and they're not feeling fulfilled. So they want to, they know they want to make a move. What would you say to them from your vantage point?
Yes. And I believe that working from home became one of the things that was like a craze or a trend. Everybody wanted to work from home, and it's a good thing, especially in here in Atlanta, because of traffic. But we are meant to be around other people, and when we've been around in a work in a traditional work environment for so long, you get accustomed to those things. And at first, working from home, I know it can feel exciting, and it's like, yes, I can make my own schedule and move around. But what I believe we see with most people is that when they start working from home, they find themselves picking up weight, or they find themselves being, they get sort of depressed because they're not around people and things like that. So a few things that I recommend is if you're working from home, you definitely want to add in an exercise regimen, some type of exercise, because this keeps our energy up. It gets those happy endorphins flowing again. And so when you're back in your home office and you're there and it's just you, you have these good endorphins. Another thing is with setting up your space appropriately, setting it up with the right lighting, the things that energize you, and things of that nature. But the most important thing is if you're still within an organization, like a traditional organization, corporate organization, and you're working from home, but you still have people that are in the office, you want to do some internal networking. And so setting up times to do a coffee or a quick lunch or snack with people that are in the office so that they can be familiar with you, you can connect with them, more than just an email, more than just a quick little internal message or a phone call, right? So set up those opportunities to do some internal networking where you can go back and make those intentional connections with the people that you're communicating with via email on somewhat of a daily basis. Another thing is to get involved with networking in your community. And so I'm sure that your manager and your organization would appreciate that additional marketing piece, but it also gives you an opportunity to connect with other people who may work from home in your area. And so sometimes just switching up your day-to-day routine will re-energize you, because it can become a bit overwhelming, especially in the beginning when you're trying to get used to the idea of working from home and just setting up a different routine. Other people, they jump into it, I know, and they have no issue at all. So they just jump right in. And we're used to having a schedule, a system that we follow when you get to work or get to the office. But when you start to work from home and there's nobody there giving you a system, nobody to say, hey, you have to be here at this time, start this at that time, it can become, it can feel somewhat overwhelming for some people. But creating that structure within your work day, giving yourself a start time, an end time, your break times, things like that will help you with that consistency, to keep some consistency within your day and get you back into that structured system of working, because you just feel like you're so free. And then you're saying, oh, just let me put on a load of laundry. Oh, let me just, you know, I can go in the kitchen and I'm going to cook real quick, because you can't get yourself into a routine. And so we find ourselves doing all of these little things, and then the end of the day comes and we feel like I didn't accomplish anything. And so getting into a system, a routine, will help you with that as well, because we're usually used to being into some type of system, even if you didn't realize that you were working within a system.
So I've got someone who sent in a question, and it basically reads, Carla, I work at home. I kind of sort of like the freedom that my job gives me, but then I have this tug to be an independent and solopreneur. And I want to make my hobby transition to a business. But listening to what you just said, are you saying that if I'm not good at working from home, I shouldn't go into an entrepreneurship type of work structure?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that, so that's two totally different things. Let me start there. Two totally different things. So the person working from home for an organization, these are suggestions and things for them to be able to use. Can you use them as a solopreneur as well? Absolutely. You can use those things too. Networking is going to be crucial for anybody, whether you are working a traditional job or you become a solopreneur. Now, if you really want to pursue this hobby as and let that become a new job, a new career path for you, then your networking will be amplified, and yes, you still have to work within a system. So even for myself, I have an office that I go to. I have office hours that we keep, you know, things like that, because still a system is necessary for us to get things done. So whether you stay within the corporate structure and you keep working from home, or you decide to pursue your hobby and become a solopreneur, yes, you'll still need a system and a structure to work within. But that does not mean because you feel like you're not good at the system right now, that doesn't mean that you won't be good at whatever the thing is that you want to pursue. So one has nothing to do with the other. What I will tell you about entrepreneurship is a lot of times when people start a business, they start a business because they're really good at something, but they don't know anything about running a business. And that's where the disconnect comes in. So if that's something you're looking for, I'd love to talk with you one-on-one about that. But that's where the difference would come in. So usually you're really good at something, whatever that hobby is, and you say, yes, I'm going to go for that. But we don't know anything about actually running a business. And that's where we see the failure within startup businesses.
So is that what Carol Beatles does? Carol Beatles Consulting, do you guys work with startups, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, helping them be successful in whatever line of business?
Yes, so we have a couple of facets that we do work in, but startups is one of the areas that we support. So in our private coaching, and we have some group coaching that we do around startups. And so if it's something, one thing we do have coming up is something called a Success Lab, and this one is on goal setting and action planning. So that'll give you an opportunity to even explore possibilities for startups. So that may be a good one. That's coming up on March the 19th. But yes, we also have one-on-one coaching that we do with different startups and people who have been in business less than 5 years to help them get all of their marketing and operations and sales processes, all of those things ironed out and detailed. So again, in the startup phase, when you have an idea or you have something that you're good at, it makes sense to take the time to outline these things first before you jump into something full. You know, you think you're going full force, but you can't go full force without these things. You're going to hit roadblocks along the way. And then it just takes you more time, more money, more energy. It gets more frustrating. So if we can work together to do those things from the beginning to get you set up properly, that's what we do for those individuals.
And you said somewhere in our course of conversation you're in Atlanta, but do you take clients? Do you work with individuals outside Atlanta in other states? Where's your clientele base?
We do work with individuals in other states, so we work virtually with them. And so I am big on accountability, so I'm always on video with people. I don't allow them to, you know, just get on the call with me, but we do video chats with people often. So with our clients that are in other states. And so a large base of our clients are in the southeastern region just because we've traveled to some of those places doing conferences, workshops, things of that sort. But we do have some that are a little further as well.
Okay. Awesome. So when you say you're a success strategist, you are emphasizing what aspect of the business world?
So I have the unique pleasure of having worked inside of corporate and seeing all of those facets of corporate from the different levels of management I was in there, and as well as I worked as a chief operations officer within the nonprofit sector. And so, it's slightly different. And so, I'm able to build out success strategies for anything, any organization and individual from startup all the way up to, you know, our mid-level companies that are doing 3, 5 to 15 million, you know, dollars a year. So we've done all of those things working in that space. And so within the larger organizations, we're going in and we're working with middle managers and the teams that they lead. So I'm there doing coaching with those middle managers. We're doing team building. We're talking diversity and inclusion with the teams. We're talking change management. So all of those types of things we're doing. We're developing high potential employees within those organizations. And then, like I said, or as I mentioned earlier, I'm coming all the way down to our startup entrepreneurs and doing coaching with them as well. So we can hit so many different facets just because of my vast experience.
Awesome, awesome. And you know, with technology, anything is possible. And I'm glad you mentioned virtual because I'd like to segue there. Do you do virtual workshops or online workshops? Like if a company wants to utilize your services, but they're elsewhere, do you tune in or connect with them virtually and deliver those workshops and then afford individuals the opportunity to have one-on-ones or what's that process look like?
Yes, and so the virtual webinars is what we'll typically do for those organizations, and then as well as the virtual coaching. So if there's middle managers or high potential employees where we need to do some coaching for them to be better leaders of their team, to work with delegation, to work with time management, any of those types of leadership traits that they may want to work on, we'll do that virtually as well. But the webinars are typically what we do for virtual training for corporations that may not want to bring somebody in for the day or for 2 days. We have trainings like that as well.
Great, great, great. Thank you for sharing that information, Carla. How can people reach you? Before I forget, I don't want to be up to the last minute of the hour and say, oh, I didn't ask Carla. Can you share your contact information with our listening audience?
Absolutely. So our web address is www.kbeatlesconsulting.com. And Beatles is spelled a little different, not like the band. We are B as in boy, E-E, D as in David, L-E-S. So that's kbeatlesconsulting.com. You can also reach me via email at contact@kbeatlesconsulting.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at K Beatles Consulting for all of those. If you want to just dial me direct, you can always give us a call at 404-801-4403. So any of those methods, you can connect with us. I'd love to connect with you. And if you're on LinkedIn, connect with me there. I'd love to connect with you as well.
Great, great. And as most people have heard of Les Brown, a motivational speaker, and I had the opportunity to listen to him live. And one of the comments he made, and I think it's in one of his books, I can't remember which, but it's in every day there are 1,440 minutes. This means you have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact. And in the course of this conversation, it struck me that for those individuals who want to make a change, they can go about making it, but they might not know how much time and effort they want to put forward. I usually tell my clients, don't quit your day job first. But right. Sometimes you have individuals who do because they say, Sandra, I did not have the time to devote. So when we come back from commercial break, how about sharing the expectations individuals should have? Because we definitely don't want to set anybody up with false expectation. Everything is not going to be smooth sailing. You will have some obstacles. So kind of share with the listeners, again, when we come back from commercial, what to expect when they decide to make that transition. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Awesome. We will be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let go, how to create your own space, how to reduce frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New HORIZEN Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Influencers channel. And join us for a replay of the show on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers channel. Be inspired.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, thanks everyone. You're listening to myself, Sandra Hill, and Carla Beatles. And right before break, I had shared with Carla that a motivational speaker by the name of Les Brown had made a statement about there being 1,440 minutes in a day, which means you have that many opportunities to do something, to make a move, to make a change. So, Carla, let's segue in to what individuals should expect, because everything is not going to be peachy keen, rosy. There are going to be bumps along the way. So set the realistic expectations for our listeners.
Yes. So when you're considering making a move into entrepreneurship, so say you're in the traditional work environment and you're saying, I want to go for it, like the caller earlier who asked the question about, you know, turning her hobby into becoming a solopreneur. When you start to think about that, there are a million things that run through our minds. And typically what people think about when they think about starting a business and leaving the traditional workforce, we think about freedom and we think about all the money that we can make. Because especially in this society that we're in right now, everything we see, everybody makes it look like it's easy. Yay, and I got out and I made all this money. And it does not work like that. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you do not just put it out there on social media today and tomorrow you're making millions. It doesn't work like that. And so I would say some of the bases is go back to the things that you already know are using our skill sets that we learned previously. Write it down. Okay, what am I doing? And take it step by step by step. So what services am I going to offer? Then we have to price these services. Then we have to know who we're marketing these services to. And so there's so many layers to this thing of becoming an entrepreneur. And the good news is that you don't have to know how to do it all, because there's enough experts in the field that know how to do it all. But you do have to have a budget in order to be able to get these things accomplished. And so one of the things, so that quote that you gave from Les Brown about the 1,400 plus minutes that we have in a day, I hear people talk about Oprah has the same 24 hours as you do. Well, a lot of times when we're looking at the people that we admire so much and we see them, the Les Browns, the Oprah Winfreys, the Beyoncés, we see them, yes, they have our same 24 hours, but they also have a team of people that they put around them. And so their 24 hours gets multiplied, okay? So they get to add somebody else's 24 hours to their hours and somebody else's. And so, but when we start looking at it, we think that we have to do everything ourselves. And so getting your, starting out with your clear list, writing it all down, and then looking to put a team in place for yourself, because you are not going to know everything. Everything is not going to be peachy, you know, just smooth sailing as soon as you walk out and everything's going to work, but there will be some bumps in the road. But this is what I'll tell you. It's not as daunting either as they make it seem. So if it's something that you truly desire and it's your burning desire, every one of those obstacles are going to be well worth it. They will come over. You will be able to benefit from them. You're going to learn some things from them. And so if it's something that you are truly, truly called to do, you desire to do, you're passionate about it, because that's what it's going to take when you get in this space. It's going to take you being so committed to whatever that dream is, whatever that business is that you're looking to go after. You're going to have to be so committed to it, because when those obstacles come, it's going to be your clarity of vision that fuels your determination to keep going. And so when, if you're not clear on what that thing is that you're going after, it's going to repel determination. You're going to be so quick to want to just throw in a towel and run away and go right back into corporate America or whatever that traditional workforce was for you, because the challenges can get heavy sometimes. So, again, my recommendation is start by writing it all down. Looking at, let's look at what you know, and then let's build a team around you that can fill in the gaps. No, it doesn't have to always be paid, but we do have to start with the budget to know what you're working with. There's no business that you're going into that's not going to cost you any money. If somebody tells you that, you should quickly run the other way. But that's a big piece for people. And so we think that now with the social media age, and yes, you should absolutely take full advantage of free marketing on social media, but that's not the only thing that you'll need for your business to propel your business.
Exactly.
So did that
exactly.
sum it up pretty good? Okay.
Yes, yes. Bottom line, folks, do your research if you want to transition. Even if you want to transition corporate to nonprofit, nonprofit to entrepreneur or to solopreneur, do your research, do your homework. And yes. ask questions, but you got to know who to ask. If you're not yes. already LinkedIn, hint, hint, LinkedIn, one of the social medias networks, if you're not already connected there, try to get on, not try, do get on, join some of the forums, read, look, listen, ask questions, educate yourself on the, I guess, the not necessarily the work, but educate yourself on what you find to be passionate. There might be an organization right. you can join. There might be a chamber of commerce. There might be some workshops being presented. And know if your service, it might be something that you're really passionate about, but it's not something that people need.
People so, need, right.
You got to do
right.
your homework.
And you want to research your industry, right? So stay up to date on the trends in your industry. It's nothing worse than, you know, walking into somebody's office and you're having a conversation, but they're talking about something that just happened in your industry and you are absolutely clueless. So
right.
Stay
right.
on top of the trends in your industry. That's a good, LinkedIn is a great place to be able to gain that type of information as well. So it's not always just to connect with people on social media, but there's a lot of information for us to learn there as well. One of the other great things is if you're in the service industry, sharing from your place of expertise. Even if you have a product, why is it good? What is it used for? Why should people buy it? Share your knowledge as well in these social media spaces, even before you launch out into a place. One of the things that I tell that I tell my coaching clients is that before you leave out, we can create a whole structure and we can start building this business before you ever leave corporate. That way we can even start to leverage the position that you're currently in. So many people forget that, you know, you have developed a reputation and you have a level of expertise within the role that you're already in. And so we can use that. We can leverage that. One of the things that I mentioned earlier was about the office zombies, and part of that is when you go to work, you should know the type of company that you're working for. You should know what the company's numbers are. You should know what the company's goals are. There are people that I consult and coach with that they don't even know what the company's, you know, objectives are for the year. All they know is this is the department that I'm in and here's the expectation that they gave me. You're working for these huge organizations that are impacting millions of people around the world, and you don't even know what it is that the organization really does. And so I would challenge you to, you know, look at that. That's even going to help you when you're on the entrepreneurship journey, right? To get clear objectives and things of that nature. So take a look at that before you start moving on to something else and you venture out into a world that you, you know, may not be ready for yet. Do the due diligence, but also let's leverage the position that you're currently in as well.
That's great advice, because so many people don't. And to your point, you know, it's a loss. It's a disservice to them, to themselves, really. It totally is. It totally is. So one last and final question. What would you tell a younger Carla?
A younger Carla, I would tell her to ask more questions, and I would tell her to stand true in everything that she wanted to go for. Don't ever shrink back. That's what I would tell Carla. Don't ever shrink back and ask more questions. So I've had opportunities to be in rooms with some amazing people and did not ask pertinent questions. And so there's so much that we can learn from people. And I've had the privilege of being around some dynamic leaders, and I missed opportunities to learn from them because I did not ask the question. I was too afraid to ask the questions. So that's what I would tell my younger self.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. You have been an amazing, amazing guest. And before I wrap things up, how about sharing once more your contact information for those who might not have had pen and paper ready when you were sharing previously?
Yes, absolutely. Again, our website is www.kbeatlesconsulting.com. And Beatles is spelled B as in boy, E-E, D as in David, L-E-S. You can find us on LinkedIn at Carla Beatles. Find me on Instagram and Facebook at K Beatles Consulting. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at contact@kbeatlesconsulting.com. And you can always give us a call at the office at 404-801-4403.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for sharing. And listeners, thank you for listening to the show. I hope you have gained some information, some insight. A vast amount of knowledge and tips was shared. So feel free, download, listen, and listen some more. But you've got a whole lot of information that I hope will help you grow your voice and overcome your fears. You have been listening to the dynamic Carla Beatles from K Beatles Consulting. She shared her contact information. And if you are thinking of transitioning and you're not connected to her on LinkedIn, by all means, go ahead and do so. And also, you can connect to her on any of the other social media networks that are out there. So you've been listening to me, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach with New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, where we make the impossible possible. Because you know what? When you write out that word impossible and put that apostrophe in between the I and the M, what do you get? I am possible. And you are possible because you can do anything that you put your mind to. Believe it, and you will achieve it. Stay tuned. I'll be back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great weekend, everybody.
thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.